Well, basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
Well, thank you, and good evening, everyone, from Johnson County Central High School. It's time for high school basketball tonight here on Sunny 101.3 and video streaming tonight on Johnson County Central's Strive TV system. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast, seated alongside Philip Kaufman of Johnson County Central. Philip, good evening, sir.
Hi, how you doing?
Welcome to the broadcast. Glad to have you on the air with us tonight. Bit of an anomaly here for us that we're able to provide the video stream with Johnson County Central while we do the radio play-by-play for you. So those of you that decided to stay home on a cold winter's night and enjoy some basketball, we hope you enjoy the broadcast. We're going to take a look now at the starting lineups for tonight's ball game, and here's Phillip.
All right, for the Bulldogs, we have Cameron Binder. He's a 6-foot senior. We've got Maverick Binder. He's a 5'11 freshman. Ryan Binder, a 5'11 junior. Cade Pazell, 6'1 senior. And Daniel Frary, a 6'6 senior. And then over here for the Thunderbirds, we've got Calvin Anholtz, a 6-foot senior. Trey Holtus, a 6-foot junior. Hunter Houghton, a 5'10 senior. Cameron Schuster, a 6'2 sophomore. And Rodrigo Rivera, a 6'5 junior.
Rodrigo Rivera had a good game the last time the Thunderbirds went against the Auburn Bulldogs. He scored 12 points in that ball game. That was back in the ECNC Conference Tournament, played at Southeast Community College. A little background on the Auburn Bulldogs. You mentioned Cameron Binder in the starting lineup. He averaging about 15 points per ball game. Ryan Binder averaging nearly 12 points per game, and Daniel Frary just over 15 points per contest. So they've got a three-pronged attack there offensively, and that has served the Bulldogs well. They're coached by head coach Jim Weeks, and an interesting point here, the Bulldogs come into tonight's ball game, Bill, they're riding a 55-game win streak. They are, of course, two-time defending Class C1 state champions, but dating back to the 2018-19 season, they've won 55 games. A win tonight for the Bulldogs would give them 56 in a row, and that would tie them with Grant for the fourth-best all-time longest winning streak in Nebraska high school basketball. Grant set their record of 56 back in the 1980-83 season. So some records could be on the line here and broken tonight for the Bulldogs. Taking a look down the road here, Phillip, coming up ball games.
Looks like JCC will open sub-district play Monday, and they will play HTRS at 6:30 p.m. at Freeman High School. And Auburn's next game will be sub-district play at Auburn on Tuesday. They will face either Fall City or Syracuse at 5:45 p.m. And that game will be heard live here on Sunny 101.3.
Lots of information became available today from the NSAA concerning girls' high school basketball action. We now know that the Auburn Lady Bulldogs, despite being defeated last night at Syracuse, have qualified for a district championship, a district play. They're going to play next Friday night at Kearney High School. They will face the Sydney Raiders. That'll be a 6 o'clock tip-off in Kearney. You'll hear that game live here on Sunny 101.3. Also, the Sacred Heart Lady Irish, the Irish girls, will be in their district final. They're going to play Lawrence Nelson. That game's going to be played at Diller O'Dell. John Nixon will have the call for you on that one next Friday night. That will be a 7 o'clock tip-off, and it'll be heard live over on KTNC. Again, we want to remind all of our listeners on Sunny 101.3 that tonight you can enjoy a video stream with our broadcast paired up to it by going to Johnson County Central's Strive TV website. I believe it's strive.tv/channel/JCC, and you'll find the video stream matched up perfectly with our audio feed. We've had a lot of fun with that. We want to thank Marcus Shear and the students here at Johnson County Central for this opportunity. A lot of times people try to watch the stream and listen to the radio, and we can be as much as 30 seconds ahead of the stream. I've been accused of being a fortune teller, calling those free throws good before it leaves his hand here. But tonight it's going to match up for you, and it's certainly our pleasure to be with you tonight here on JCC's video stream. Right now we're going to step aside for 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with the opening tip right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
You might know that State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has great service. He is your good neighbor, after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Fall City. So call State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Hey, wrestling fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Tiger wrestlers Wyatt Olberding and Thomas Fields. Congratulations to the two of you on earning your way to the Nebraska State Wrestling Tournament. Congratulations from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, and best of luck in the state tournament.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Johnson County Central High School. High school basketball coming your way tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Those of you looking for the Fall City Tigers game, we have live coverage of that for you also. They are in Fairbury tonight, facing the Fairbury Jeffs. John Nixon has the call for you. That game being heard live over on KTNC right now. As I understand it, they're a little bit ahead of us, so John probably already well into that ball game at Fairbury, the Fall City Tigers and the Fairbury Jeffs, and that's live over on KTNC. Meeting the starting lineups here now over the public address system. Again, quickly for the Bulldogs, Cameron Binder, Maverick Binder, Ryan Binder, Kate Patzel. Patzel in the starting lineup, along with Daniel Frary. For the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, it'll be Kelvin Anholz, Trey Holtus, Hunter Houghton, Cameron Schuster, and Rodrigo Rivera, the starting five for the Thunderbirds. Lots of basketball coming your way here in the next few days. We're going to have boys C1 sub-district action coming up. Fall City playing Syracuse. That'll be this coming Monday night, live from Auburn High School. John Nixon will have the call for you on that one here on Sunny 101.3. Tomorrow night, the Sacred Heart Irish will be hosting Nebraska City North Central at the Rowe Activity Center in Fall City. That game heard live. It'll be on Sunny 101.3. John Nixon will have the call. We expect tip-off for that one tomorrow night to be somewhere around at 6:30. All right, we've met the starting lineups over the public address system. We're ready to get underway here. The Auburn Bulldogs at 19-0 on the season, riding a 55-game win streak. Johnson County Thunderbirds sitting at 500 on the year. They come into tonight's ballgame at 9-9. Rodrigo Rivera at 6'5", steps into the center circle for the Thunderbirds. He'll jump it up against Daniel Frary, 6'6", for the Bulldogs. Here's the tip. We're underway. Bulldogs control the tip. Cameron Binder with the basketball across the timeline. Works to the right wing with the ball. Looks like Johnson County Central opening in a man-to-man here. Out on the left wing with the ball is Maverick Binder. Top of the key, back up to Frary. Over into the corner, right side, handling the ball, Ryan Binder. Patzel gives it to the left side. Cam Binder out near the midcourt circle. Over onto the right wing with the ball, Ryan Binder. Lob pass, Frary underneath. Skip pass across court. Here's a three on the way. Left side off the rim, doesn't go. Frary with the rebound underneath the basket. Kicks it out to Patzel. Patzel in the paint. Moves toward the basket against Holtus. Now a three from the corner on the left side. It's good. hitting the three, Maverick Binder. Binder with the first 3 points of the ball game. It's 3-0, Auburn on top. Opening minute of play, 7:13 to go here in the first quarter. Johnson County Central's basketball. This is Trey Holthus looking at a man-to-man defense from the Auburn Bulldogs. Holthus dribbles the ball out near the midcourt circle. Bounce pass on the right wing. Comes to Hunter Haughton with it. Has it knocked away by Binder. Haughton gets the ball back. Haughton picks up his dribble into the corner. Baseline right side. Cam Schuster with the ball back up top to Haughton. Now Rivera at the top of the key for the left elbow. Kelvin Anholtz. Anholtz thought about the three. Has the ball tipped away. Grabs it up. Retrieves the basketball. Penetrates into the paint. Anholtz has his shot locked away by Fleury. Rebound Pacel. Pacel down court quickly. Baseline left side driving. Goes in for the lay-in. Offensive foul is going to be called on Pacel. Good job defensively there by Cam Schuster. Pacel picks up his first personal. And team foul number one on the Bulldogs. 6:35 to go here in the first quarter. 3-0. Auburn on top. Johnson County Central's basketball. They play it in against full court pressure. Inbound the ball into Kelvin Anholtz. He brings it up court. Anholtz being guarded here by Binder. Maverick Binder, the freshman, gives chase. Anholtz feeds it in. Schuster back to Anholtz. Dribbling inside the paint. Try for a shot that's up off no good. And the rebound down to Ryan Binder. Ryan Binder pushes it all the way. Feeds it to the right side to Frary. Frary, fall-away shot off the glass. Got it. Wait a minute. I think they're going to say he stepped on the baseline. No basket. He stepped on the baseline before he put the shot up. 6:13 to go first quarter, 3-0. Auburn on top, Randy Gatula along with Philip Kaufman here at Johnson County Central tonight. Haughton on the dribble into forecourt, works to the right wing with the ball, top of the key, Trey Holthus. Holthus guarded out here by Ryan Binder, back to the right side, Haughton with the ball. Into the corner, down deep, right side, Schuster, lob pass inside, Holthus feeds to Rivera. Ball tipped away and stolen by the Bulldogs, getting the steal is Maverick Binder. Cam Binder down court behind the back dribble. Top of the key. Three on the way. Short off the front of the rim. And the rebound down to Maverick Binder. Binder gives it back to Cam Binder. Dribbling into the paint. Bounce pass right side. Shot is up. Prairie couldn't get it. We've got a whistle and a foul is called. Waiting to see if Prairie will be at the line. He'll be shooting two shots for the Bulldogs.
Holthus called on a push.
Okay, on Holthus, that's his first personal. Team foul number one on Johnson County Central. Prairie at the line shooting two. First shot is up and good for Daniel Prairie. Prairie hits the first one. He'll have a second shot coming. Auburn on top now 4-0. 5:37 to go here in the first quarter. Second free throw for Prairie is up. This one rims off no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Trey Holthus. Holthus gives it off to Hunter Haughton. He'll bring the ball up court with the basketball. Is Haughton with the ball. Moving over onto the right wing. It comes up to Schuster. Now Anholtz. Lob pass underneath Schuster. Oh, the pass just behind him, and it got away out of bounds. And it'll be Auburn's basketball. Bulldogs will have the ball. Daniel Frary will inbound it on the baseline underneath the Johnson County Central basket. Tosses it into Cam Binder. 5:12 to go first quarter. 4-0 the score. Auburn on top. With the ball, Cam Binder. Right wing, into the corner, down deep, right side, Maverick Binder. Now Pacel with the ball at the free throw line. Top of the key, here comes Binder, Cam Binder. Again, puts it to the right side, into Frary. Frary, deep baseline, right side of the basket, drives towards the hoop. Can't get the shot off, flips it into the corner. Open look, left side, Cam Binder, up and good for three. Binder nails the three from down here in the left-hand corner. And it's 7-0, Auburn on top, 4:41 to play in the first quarter. Haughton on the dribble, guarded by Cam Binder. Near the midcourt circle is Haughton. It's a man-to-man pressuring defense here by Auburn. They're in your face all around. There's going to be a little push foul. Timeout taken on the floor. We've got a timeout.
We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson County Central. 4:31 to play here in the first quarter. 7-0 your score. Auburn out to an early lead. JCC with the basketball and holds to inbound it. Against pressure, gets it into Haught. He chases the ball down in backcourt, brings it across the timeline. Little spin move, trying for the steal there was Ryan Binder. Haughton goes to the left side, Rivera with the basketball. Rivera picks up his dribble, finds Haughton, and he goes through his fingertips out of bounds. Haughton couldn't find the handle on that. The ball gets away. It'll be a turnover, and it'll give the ball back to the Auburn Bulldogs. 4:18 to play first quarter here in Tecumseh. If you're just joining us, the Auburn Bulldogs, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, final regular season game for both teams. On the left side, Maverick Binder, the freshman, handles the ball up to Cam Binder. Around into the corner, right side, Ryan Binder. Now again, it comes to Patzel. Lob pass into Freire. Rivera, they have him double-teamed. Freire pushes against Rivera. Oh, a little reverse lay-in off the glass. Nice move to the bucket by Daniel Freire. He averages 15 points a ball game. He's got three now. 9-0, Johnson County Central. We've played more than 4 minutes here. JCC has not yet scored. Bulldogs with the 9-point lead. Running a little weave at the top of the key. Moving toward the hoop. Holds a spin move. Ball goes into the hands of Rivera. They flip it out to Haughton on the left wing. Haughton backs it out between the rings. Top of the free throw circle. At inside the paint to Holthus on the right elbow. Holthus pressured by Binder. Flips it into the corner right side. Ball away shot. Trey Holthus off the glass. No. Got his own rebound. Try for follow shot. Whistle and a foul. And we'll have Trey Holthus at the line. Holthus will be shooting two shots here for Johnson County Central.
That foul's on Daniel Freire. That's his first. And that is the second for the team.
At the free throw line, Trey Holthus shooting two shots. He has not scored yet this evening. Free throw is on the way up and good. Trey Holthus, 6-foot junior, has his first point of the evening. He'll have a second shot coming. Substitute into the ball game. Brandon Speckman checks into the lineup now. Speckman onto the floor for Johnson County Central. Also Logan Barris into the ball game for JCC. Holthus at the line. Second free throw on the way. It's up and short. Hits the front of the rim. And the rebound high in the air is Daniel Freire. Freire outlet pass gives to Cam Binder. He'll bring it up the court. Auburn up now 9-1 here at the 3:05 mark of the first period. Cam Binder for three, left elbow, off the rim, no, rebound Freire, put back up and good. Daniel Freire went up, caught the ball, and laid it in all in one motion. And what do we have here? The official has stopped play for something. Not sure what this is all about. They're having a conversation with Coach Kirk Ferris over in front of the Johnson County Central bench. Any idea what's going on here, Philip?
From what I saw a hand signal, something about the sleeves that Barris has on. Looks like maybe an undershirt that isn't allowed.
Really? Haven't seen that before.
Right, nope, just some sleeves he's got.
Okay, I haven't seen that call on anyone before this year. Johnson County Central basketball inbound to Kelvin Anholz. Anholz gives up to Hunter Haughton. Haughton across the timeline, top of the key. Looks inside, trying to go to Schuster. Can't get it there. Comes to the right side instead to Brandon Speckman. Speckman played well in the JV game tonight. I was watching him here. Now he's getting a little varsity action. Speckman comes up top with it to Kelvin Anholz. Oh, he got into traffic. The ball is loose, and Patzel comes up with it for the Bulldogs. Down court comes Patzel with the basketball. Cade Patzel flips it to the right side. Maverick Binder for three. Up and off, no good. Speckman with the rebound for Johnson County Central. Brandon Speckman will push the ball up court to the right side to Anholz. Feeds underneath Holthus, driving away and up and got it, and he will be fouled. Nice move, Trey Holthus, moving to the basket on the right side baseline. Laid it in and drew the foul. He'll be at the line here shooting the and one. Got the foul there.
That was on Ryan Binder. That is the third for Auburn.
And that's Binder's first. His first, team foul number three. At the line, Trey Holthus for the and one. He's 1-for-2 from the line so far tonight. This shot is up and good. He's now 2 out of 3. And he has all 4 of Johnson County Central's points. Clock shows 2:14 to play first quarter. 11-4, Auburn on top. Here come the Bulldogs. Freire hands the basketball at the top of the circle into the right side to Cam Binder. He tries to drive the baseline. Whistle, we're going to have a foul on the baseline down on the left side. Foul's going to be called on Johnson County Central.
That was on Logan Barris. That's his first and the second for the team.
All right, not a shooting foul. It was on the floor, so it'll be Auburn's basketball. Top of the key. Ryan Binder thought about the three out there. Now he is going to take the three from the right corner. It's off the iron and doesn't go. And the rebound down. Fast break the other direction. Ball is going to be tipped away. Good job defensively getting back there by Ryan Binder. They were trying to find Logan Barris under the bucket. And the ball is tipped away by Binder out of bounds. It'll stay with Johnson County Central. A minute 49 to play here in the first quarter. 11-4. Auburn on top. Here's Kelvin Anholtz back into the ball game, replacing Trey Holthus now for JCC. Anholtz to inbound it. He'll trigger it in baseline, right side under his own backboard. Going to have to hurry. The five count is coming. He got it into Barris just in time. Logan Barris gives it back up to Anholtz into the paint. Inside Rivera. Rivera backs in against Prairie. Shot off the glass up. Nope. Rebound Kate Paisel. Nice effort there by Rivera to move it in under the bucket, but couldn't get it to fall. Cam Binder down court in a hurry with the ball for the Bulldogs. Goes into the traffic. Big collision. Players fall to the floor. Looks like it's going to be a blocking foul. It's going to be called on the Thunderbirds.
That was a foul on Hunter Houghton. That's his first. That is the third for the team.
Inbounding the ball, baseline under the right side of the basket. Cam Binder into Dan Frary in the corner, top of the key, Paisel. Inside Ryan Binder. Now Frary's got it in the paint against Rivera. Shot up off the glass. No, Rivera's there for the defensive rebound. Outlet pass to Kelvin Anholtz. He'll bring the ball down quickly. Anholtz into the corner, Speckman. Brandon Speckman back up top, Kelvin Anholtz. Top of the key, guarded by Frary. Backs it back out between the rings to Barris on the right wing. With the ball, Logan Barris tries to go to the baseline. Ran out of room down there, puts the ball back in, and it's grabbed up by Frary. Down court with it is Maverick Binder. Maverick Binder hands up to Cam Binder at the free throw line, out into the corner baseline right side. Cade Paisel. Paisel in the paint, takes it all the way in, can't get the shot up. Out to Cam Binder for three, left corner, bingo. He'll hit that one on you. Cam Binder's second three-pointer of the night, and it's 14-4, a 10-point lead for Auburn with 41 seconds to play in the first quarter. Hunter Houghton will set the offense against the man-to-man defense here. Thunderbirds basketball. Kelvin Anholtz out on the left elbow, holds the ball. Launches a long three. Anholtz off the glass. No. Rebound Binder. Down court comes Ryan Binder. Works against Anholtz. Driving layup. Up. He got it, and boy, he went into the wall hard. He got the bucket. The basket will count, and he went into the wall pretty hard there, Ryan Binder. I think he's all right. He's going to bounce up and come back to shoot this. We'll have to wait until they signal here from the bench who that foul is called on. I have an idea, but we'll have to see. Well, they still haven't posted it, have they? Randy Gatula, Philip Kaufman with you tonight here at Johnson County Central. Now the official stopped play for a minute to bring subs in. Checking into the ball game is Brett Baltzberger. Okay, there it is. We got the foul. Going to be on Anholtz.
That's his first, and that's the team's fourth.
Another sub checking in for Johnson County Central. Trey Holthus back onto the floor, replacing Brandon Speckman. At the free throw line for the and one. Shot is up, off, won't go down for Ryan Binder. He got the basket, but couldn't get the and one, the follow shot. Down to 20 seconds, spin move. Holthus under the basket, off the glass. Oh, nice move. Good job underneath by Trey Holthus moving toward the hoop. He has all six of Johnson County points. 8 seconds to play, first quarter. 10-point Auburn lead, 16-6. Cam Binder, fall away three, off the rim. Got it! How about that? Cam Binder nails a three at the buzzer. And it's end of the first quarter.
We'll take a one-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Quick scoring update from Fairbury. John Nixon's got a dandy going out there. The Fall City Tigers, the Fairbury Jeffs, all tied up at 23 all at halftime. That game being heard tonight over on KTNC. Here after one quarter, 19-6. Auburn leads it. Johnson County Central with the basketball. We move into second quarter action. Hunter Haught feeds it to Schuster on the left side of the free throw circle into Rivera. He's double teamed. From the corner, here's a long three. Too long, put up by Trey Hofus. And the rebound comes down to Maverick Binder. Maverick Binder, he works one-on-one against Kelvin Holthus, down court with the ball, takes it all the way into the paint, kicks it out to the left side, Case Pacel for three, off the rim, Frary tips it out, grabbed up by Haughton down court. On the right side, Trey Holthus wanted to go with the bounce pass underneath, gives it back to Anholz in the paint. Little floater by Anholz, off the rim, bounced around, he got the roll. Kelvin Anholz with his first 2 points of the ball game, and it's 18-9. The lead is back down now to 11. Opening minute of play, second quarter here at Johnson County Central. 7-12 showing on our clock to play in the first half. Cade Pacel comes to the top of the key to Maverick Binder. Around to Cam Binder. Now Ryan Binder, baseline left side. Comes to Pacel, inside Frary. Top of the key, Cam Binder. Behind the back dribble, collides with Holthus. Gives it inside Ryan Binder. Feeds to Frary. Frary, little reverse layup off the glass. Daniel Frary will do that to you all night. You stop him on the left side. He goes under the basket and does a little reverse lay-in. He's been doing that for 4 years at Auburn. We've been watching him. Clock down to 6:41 to play first half. 21-8. Auburn with the lead. Johnson County Central's basketball. Cameron Schuster to Rivera to the right side. Anholz. Anholz. Frary chases after him. Anholz draws Frary way out away from the basket here on defense in this man-to-man. There the ball is loose. Saved from going out of bounds by Holthus. Then it does roll out of bounds. And it'll end up in the Auburn Bulldogs' hands. My name is Randy Gatula. Tonight, along with Philip Kaufman, live basketball here on Sunny 101.3. Also coming your way tonight on the Johnson County Central Strive video stream. Very pleased to provide the audio for the video stream tonight. Hope folks at home are enjoying the broadcast. Underneath the Frary in traffic, there's that little revert. He did it again under the basket. Flips it over from the right side, and Frary's got 9 points now. 23-8. Auburn starting to open up a lead here. 15-point advantage. There's a steal by Frary. Outlet pass Cam Binder. Cam Binder's pushing it down in a hurry. All the way in for the layup. Couldn't get it. And the rebound pulled down by Schuster. Outlet pass down court to Haughton. Haughton goes against Frary. Huge collision. No whistle. Down court pass the other way. Auburn on the fast break. Cam Binder decides to slow things down here and set up the offense. In the paint is Binder. And he got mugged under there. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson County Central. Boy, that was quite a collision on this end, and we didn't have a whistle. Let's see who this foul is going to be called on. There it is.
Trey Holthus is second, and that is the team's fifth.
So it'll be Auburn's basketball with 5:36 to play first half. 23-8. Bulldogs lead it. Auburn will inbound it under the basket. Waiting to lob it in is Binder. Lob pass up to Cam Binder, top of the key. Auburn moving from our right to left, from east to west here, Johnson County Central. At the free throw line, Maverick Binder flips it back out. Ryan Binder, left wing, Cade Pacel. Pacel dribbles in baseline left side, under the basket. Got into traffic, kicks it out into the open corner. Driving for the lay-in, shot up, follow shot up and good. That was a great second effort there by Ryan Binder. He got his own offensive rebound and the putback, and that's just pure athleticism when you see him do those kind of things. 5:03 to play here in the first half. 25-8, Auburn. Significant lead now. Logan Barris, 5'8 junior, handles the ball to the right side. Kelvin Anholz. Inside Rivera, backing it in against Frary. Rivera, turn, shot is up, off, no good. Whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Rivera, Rodrigo Rivera, at the free throw line. He'll be shooting two shots for Johnson County Central.
That's Daniel Frary's second foul, and that is the fourth for the Bulldogs.
At the free throw line, Rodrigo Rivera, 6'5 junior, shooting two shots. First one is on the way, just wide right. Another attempt coming here for Rivera. Off the bench into the game now for the Bulldogs. Checking in is Brett Baltensperger. Baltensperger, 6'5 junior, onto the floor now for Auburn. Looks like we got who checked in for JCC. Did you see it there, Phillip? Second free throw is up and off. Won't go for Rivera. Rebound to Cam Binder. Binder down court with the ball. Takes it all the way in. Driving layup. Offensive foul. Good job by Hunter Haughton to get set up under there. And Cam Binder will get called for the offensive foul. Player control foul. Looks like we've got subs waiting to check into the ball game here now. Rivera leaves the ball game. Checking in is Speckman. Rivera's walking down to the end of the bench here. Took the brunt of that shot on the baseline. 4:43 to go, first half. JCC's basketball. Here come the T-Birds with the ball. Hunter Haught gets it off on the left wing to Ann Holtz. Down to Haught. And all they feed underneath. There's Schuster off the glass. Up and good. Nice give and go. They found Cameron Schuster, the 6'2 sophomore, under the basket, and he was down there uncontested to lay that one off the glass. 25-10 your score. Top of the key, Cade Pacel. Pacel goes against Speckman, works to the corner. Speckman took the baseline away from him. Ryan Dixon in the lineup now for the Bulldogs. That was Dixon handling the basketball. On the dribble, Binder comes to Pacel, left side. Ryan Binder in the paint, takes it in. Ryan Binder lays it up off, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's touched last by Johnson County Central. Auburn will keep possession of the ball. 4:01 to play. First half, 25-10. Auburn with the lead. Inbounding the ball on the baseline, Maverick Binder to Ryan Dixon. That's Binder with the ball now on the right wing. Binder works to the right side baseline. Wait a minute, we got a reach-in foul. I think it's going to be called here on Johnson County Central. I believe that's going to go on Ann Holtz. We'll see.
Yep, that's Calvin Ann Holtz's second and the team sixth.
So with 3:51 to go, back in comes Trey Holtus replacing Calvin Ann Holtz. Inbound the ball, they toss it into Baltonsberger. Baltonsberger, right side, gives it to Ryan Binder. Cade Pacel around left side, Maverick Binder. Again to Pacel, he tries to work against Speckman, got into traffic, follow-away shot, Pacel up off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, rebound, Baltonsberger, follow shot. He got the bucket and is fouled. Brett Baltonsberger with his first 2 points of the ball game, and he drew the personal foul. He'll go to the line for the and one.
That foul's on Logan Barris. That's his second, the team's seventh.
So at the free throw line, Brett Baltonsberger, 6'5", junior. Free throw on the way. It's up. It's off the iron. Won't go. Rebound comes down to Speckman. Speckman gets it out quickly. Down court on the dribble. In the paint. All the way for the driving lane. Up and good by Trey Holtus. Nice move by Trey. Took it right into the teeth of that Bulldog defense. Got the lay-in to fall and drew the personal foul. He'll be at the line for the and one.
That foul is on Pacel. And that
Pacel,
is his
Cade
second.
Pacel. Yeah, Pacel called for the personal. His second, the team foul six, I believe. At the line, Trey Holtus. He's hit 2 out of 3 from the free throw line so far tonight. Here the and one after the made basket. Free throw is up. Back of the iron off. No good. The ball is loose, and coming up is Barris with the rebound. Barris across court pass to Speckman. Here's a three on the way by Haughton, short off the front of the rim. And the rebound pulled down by Auburn's Lopez. Rico. Manrique Lopez with the ball. Lopez into the corner left side. Ryan Binder has the ball. Binder finds Baltonsberger. Left side of the lane. He walked with it. And it'll be a traveling call against the Bulldogs. My name is Randy Gatula. Phil Kaufman alongside tonight on the commentary here at Johnson County Central. Scott Cox, our producer engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. And Marcus Shear in charge of the whole thing. We do appreciate Marcus extending the invitation for us to join his crew of high school students here on Strive TV tonight. This is always a lot of fun to get together with the young people. Under 3 minutes to play here in the first half, 2:54 on the clock, 27-12. Auburn with the lead. Logan Barris, left side of the lane, top of the key, comes to Haughton. Now Speckman finds Haughton back at the top of the circle. He's between the rings with a dribble, works into the free throw line, lobs inside Rivera. Rivera works against Baltonsberger. Shot is up. Nope. And the rebound is pulled down under the bucket by Baltonsberger. Wait a minute. The official pointed one way and then the other. Yeah, he just had a little bit of a brain cramp there. That happens. They're human.
That foul is on Brett Baltonsberger. That's his first and the team's seventh.
So that should put us into the 1-1. I have that as team foul number 7. Now, if the officials are going to catch up with you and I here in a minute, though, now they realize it is 1-1. And stepping to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1 is Hunter Haughton. Hunter has not scored yet tonight. Had a chance to watch Hunter play a year ago when he was at Fullerton out there and played basketball at the in Grand Island against the Sacred Heart Irish. A shot up off the rim and won't go for Hunter Haughton. And the rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. In in the forecourt. Left side with it is Binder. That being Ryan Binder, have to clarify. Cade Faisal, right wing. Over on the right side, the pass to Mateen in the ballgame now. James Mateen with the dribble. Baltensberger handles it. Left side, Maverick Binder, the freshman. Barris falls to the floor. Whistle, and we're going to have a foul called, I think, on Logan Barris. Logan Barris called for the personal. That is his third personal, team foul number 8, so we're in the 1-1. At the free throw line will be Maverick Binder. He has 3 points tonight on one tray. Free throw is up and good. He'll have the second shot coming. Binder now with 4 points. Invite you to stay tuned for our halftime show presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. We'll break down all the numbers from the first half for you. Second free throw is up and good for Maverick Binder. Binder gets the second one, makes it 29-12. Auburn dominating here on Johnson County's home court. 2:08 to play in the first half. Right side with the ball is Kelvin Anholtz. Anholtz has the ball dribbled away and stolen. With the steal, Cade Paisel. Oh, Anholtz got in there and batted the ball down. Paisel comes up unhappy. Brett Baltensberger very wisely gathers, helps his teammate gather his emotions there before he was coming up too angry. Now he's smiling. That's a little better. The officials talking this one over. Cade Paisel should be at the line shooting two here, I believe. Now we've got Coach Jim Weeks up off the bench visiting with the officials, expressing his displeasure about something. I couldn't hear exactly what he said, but paraphrasing, it was something along the lines of, oh my goodness, Mr. Official, are you certain? At the free throw line, Cade Paisel, shooting two. The first one is up and off. No good. Paisel went into the wall a little harder than he wanted to there, and he came up unhappy about that. Second shot coming up now for Cade Paisel. 1:59 to go here in the first half. It's up, it's off also. Tipped out to Paisel. Followed for tip in, won't go. Rivera comes down with a rebound, and he'll be fouled. I think making contact there with Rivera was Brett Baltensberger. Baltensberger picks up the personal. That's Baltensberger's second, I think, there, Phillip. And team foul number 8. On the Bulldogs. At the line will be Rodrigo Rivera. He's 0 for 2 from the line tonight. Here shooting 1-1 for the Thunderbirds. Free throw is up off the rim. Couldn't get it. Rebound, Ryan Binder. Binder comes down with the ball across the timeline. Works the dribble to the right elbow. Now comes over, works between the rings to Cade Paisel. Left side, Maverick Binder with the ball. Binder tries to dribble around into the paint. Maverick Binder goes up with a shot. Whistle and a foul, and we'll put Maverick to the line where he'll be shooting 2 shots for the Bulldogs. There's a foul on that time.
That's Aiden Weber's first foul and the team's 10th.
Aiden Weber, who just checked into the ballgame, picks up the personal. At the line, Maverick Binder. He's 2 for 2 from the line tonight. Make that 3 out of 3. Maverick Binder now has 6 points for the Bulldogs with another free throw coming up here. 1:37 on the clock. Back into the lineup for the Bulldogs now is Ryan Dixon. Dixon, a 6-foot junior, checks into the game. Maverick Binder's next free throw up. Off, no good. Rebound, Rivera. Outlet pass, Holtis. Trey Holtis on the right wing. I like it when a kid named Trey wears number 3. That makes me help me keep it straight. Even I can figure that one out. Trey Holtis on the right side. Jump shot up. No whistle. Foul. He'll be at the line to shoot 2. Trey Holtis will go to the line to shoot 2 shots. He is currently 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Here he'll be shooting 2. Holtis with 8 points so far in the ballgame. Who you got the foul on there?
That was James Mateen, and that's his first.
His first personal. First free throw is up and off. No good for Trey Holtis. Second shot coming here. Mateen's first. That's team foul number 9 on the Bulldogs. Second shot is up. This one is good. Trey Holtis hits the second one. He's got 9 points in the ballgame now for Johnson County Central. Down to 1:15 to play in the first half. Driving baseline right side. Shot up off. No good. Rebound pulled down by Haughton. Haughton in traffic. And I think they're going to say a double dribble. Yeah, he was trying to go between defenders there. May have touched the ball with that free hand, so double dribble is called. It'll be another turnover, giving the ball back to the Bulldogs. Inbounding it, Ryan Dixon will stand on the side near midcourt. Passes the ball inbound to Binder. Maverick Binder, just a freshman, handles the ball to the left side. Comes over with it on the left wing to James McKean. And now traveling is going to be called on the Bulldogs here on the left elbow. And then turn it back over to Johnson County Central. 1 minute even to play in the first half. Checking back in is Speckman. Brandon Speckman, 6 foot sophomore. He comes in replacing Aiden Weber, who saw some brief action there a moment ago. Speckman back onto the floor. This is Haughton with the basketball to the right side to Brandon Speckman. Speckman flips it out to the left wing, Cameron Schuster. Ball comes to Holtus. He saves from going out of bounds. Grabbed up by Binder. Ryan Binder driving lay-in. No. Tipped around. Rebound. Baltonsberger goes up. Whistle and a foul. Oh, my. Kind of hate to see that. Baltonsberger went up, got fouled. Then a few words exchanged between a couple of the ball players. The official calming things down here. That's good to see. The foul is going to be called, I think, on Rivera, right?
Yeah. And I believe that's his second, but they're saying it's his first.
Yeah, I had him for two also. Well, at the line, Baltonsberger, free throw is up. Off the rim, doesn't go. Brett Baltonsberger, 0 for 2 from the line tonight. He does have 2 points on a field goal. Have a second attempt coming here with 40 seconds to play in the first half. Brett Baltonsberger, second free throw on the way up. Hits off the iron, doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Binder. Binder in traffic, gets bumped around. Tries a little reverse. Off the glass, got it. That was quite an acrobatic move there by Ryan Binder. He had three defenders around him. Kind of fell out away from the basket and flipped it up over his shoulder. With the ball is Trey Holtus. Holtus gives it up top to Haughton. Haughton tries to make the move to the basket. And we're going to have a whistle and a foul called on the Bulldogs.
Fouls on number one, Ryan Dixon, and that's his first and the team's tenth.
That puts us into the double bonus, and that'll put Hunter Haughton at the line, shooting two shots with 19.8 seconds to play in the first half. Haughton 0 for 1 from the line tonight, has not scored this evening. This free throw is up and good. Hunter Haughton, a 5'10 senior, has a second shot coming here. Sub back into the ball game now for Auburn. Lopez is back onto the floor. Haughton's second free throw is up. It's good also. Hunter got them both. Makes it 32-15. Auburn on top with 15 seconds to play in the first half. Again, stay with us for that halftime show coming up. Brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Down to 9 seconds. Maverick Binder dribbles at the top of the key. Works to the left side. Tries to penetrate. Ball is loose on the floor. Got a shot off at the buzzer. Doesn't go. And at the half, the Auburn Bulldogs lead it here.
The final score of the first half is Auburn Bulldogs with 32 and the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds with 15. We'll take a 2-minute break and we will be right back with the Farm Bureau's Financial Services Halftime Report. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
In today's world, we all want the best, even the best smile. A healthy, brilliant smile is a sign of good health and high self-esteem. With Dr. Chick James, your dental health provider in Falls City, you get the best, high-quality, family dentistry at an affordable price. From regular checkups to orthodontic services, Dr. James and his experienced staff offer complete dental care. Get the best smile around from the Family Dental Office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them.
If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Sunny 101.3.
It's time now for the halftime report brought to you by the Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Now here's Randy with a look at the half, first half numbers.
All right, thank you, Philip. At the half, the Auburn Bulldogs leading Johnson County Central 32-15. That's our halftime score. Let's take a look at the individual numbers. First of all, for Johnson County Central, they're led at halftime by Trey Holtus. Trey with 9 points at the half. 2 points for Cameron Schuster. Kelvin Antholz with two. And Hunter Houghton added two for the Thunderbirds, total of 15. From the charity stripe, Johnson County Central hit just 5 out of 12 free throws in the first half. The numbers for the Auburn Bulldogs, 32 points on the board. Cameron Binder has 9. He got those on 3 threes that he hit. Daniel Prairie also with 9 points for the Bulldogs. Adding 6 was Maverick Binder. Ryan Binder has 6, and 2 points for Brett Baltensperger for their total of 32. Bulldogs not doing well at the line either tonight. They only made 4 out of 12 attempts from the charity stripe in the first half. At the half, the Auburn Bulldogs leading the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 32-15, our halftime score. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout here, send it back to Scott Cox, our producer engineer, and he'll give you a weather update, another 2 minutes of sponsor information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's what's coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
When managing diabetes, your eating plan can be a powerful tool, but figuring out what to eat can feel like a hassle. Let the team at Nemaha County Hospital help you make some healthy lifestyle choices and add flavor to your daily routine. Eating well and adding activity are important ways to help manage your diabetes. At Nemaha County Hospital, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Nemaha County Hospital, providing you with quality care every time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Eric Dahlman with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy skies are expected across the region tonight with a low dropping to around 17. As we move into your Saturday, we'll see patchy areas of fog through the morning hours, otherwise a blend of sun and clouds late. Highs around 35 degrees with a chance of snow developing late Saturday night under cloudy skies and a low falling into the upper 20s. For Sunday, we'll see a chance of a wintry mix early, otherwise remaining cloudy. Highs around 34 degrees with clear skies on tap for your Sunday night and a low falling into the lower 20s. As we begin the new work week for Monday, we'll see a high temperature of around 44 degrees under plenty of sunshine, and then for Monday night, staying clear with a low around 30. For Tuesday, sunny, highs around 51 degrees with partial sunshine for Wednesday and a high near 41. I'm weatherology meteorologist Derek Dahlman on Sunny 101.3.
Sapp Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sapp Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sapp Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson County Central High School. Randy Gatula along with Philip Kaufman is halftime. The Auburn Bulldogs leading Johnson County Central 32-15. And Philip, you got an interesting number here on Auburn.
The Auburn Bulldogs came in tonight's game with a 55-game winning streak that dates back to the 2018-2019 season. That's believed to be the longest active high school basketball win streak in the nation. They are the two-time defending Class C1 state champions.
And a win tonight would give Auburn 56 straight wins. That would tie them with Grant, Nebraska. Grant High School strung together 56 wins. That would tie them for the fourth greatest total ever of consecutive wins in Nebraska high school basketball history. Grant did it back in 80 and 83. And, of course, a lot of people around these parts remember the Philly Wildcats. They put together 77 straight wins. That was quite a dynasty when Philly had that one rolling. Unfortunately, I'm old enough, I remember it well. So, all right, we're getting set for second half action. Randy Gatula, Philip Kaufman with you tonight here on Sunny 101.3 and also on Strive TV. Strive, the video streaming service of Johnson County Central High School. If you are near a computer, have internet access, and you haven't tried that out yet, it's strive.tv/channel/JCC. And you can see what we're talking about here tonight at Johnson County Central. Once again, we want to thank Marcus Shear and all of his students at Johnson County Central for this opportunity for us here at Sunny. Back to live action. It'll be Auburn with the basketball. We get underway. Cam Binder on the dribble. Off to the left side to Patesel. Patesel finds Maverick Binder on the left wing. Now Daniel Prairie, top of the key, comes around right side. Ryan Binder. Binder being chased by Hunter Haughton. Haughton kind of an in-the-face pressuring defense out here on Binder. Top of the key, Prairie. Feeds it inside, Patesel. Patesel and Travis toward the glass. Shot up the glass and good. Basket by Kate Patesel. That is Kate's first bucket of the night. 34-15. 19-point advantage for the Bulldogs. Here comes Johnson County Central. Trying to get something unleashed here offensively. Not a lot of offense so far. There's a pass stolen away. Ryan Binder. Binder down court. Driving lay-in off the glass. Up and good. I believe we got a foul, too. I didn't see that. Ryan Binder picked up the foul, and he's going to go to the line here to shoot the and one. Who's that one on? There it is. Calvin Anholtz picks up his third personal, first team foul of the half. Ryan Binder's free throw is up and good. How did we go? Let's go ahead.
Calvin Anholtz, that's with his fourth.
Okay, thank you. At the free throw line with the ball, right side to Haughton. Now Schuster dribbles. He's out at the top of the free throw circle and moved the pivot foot. He'll be called for traveling. Helped up off the floor by Kate Basil. Now that's kind of what I like to see at the end of the season here, the last regular season game for both of these schools before they move into sub-district action next week. We'll have coverage of the Auburn Bulldogs and their boys' sub-district games here on Sunny 101.3. Top of the key, around goes Maverick Binder with a pass, kicks it out to the left side to Ryan Binder. Ryan backs out onto the wing, left side of the basket. Auburn going from our left to right, from west to east here at Johnson County Central High School in Tecumseh. Daniel Furry works inside the paint, around the horn, left wing. Again, Maverick Binder handles the ball. Maverick, just a freshman, 5'11 freshman, good little ball handler. Here's a pass into Pacel. Basel steps on the baseline. It'll be a turnover for the Bulldogs and give the basketball back once again to Johnson County Central. All right, we move back into across the timeline on the dribble. Right side of the ball. Hot, top of the key, Schuster comes to the left wing. That's Trey Holthus with the ball. Holthus in the paint. Spin move. Shot off the glass. Couldn't get it. Tried for tip-in. Got his own rebound. Tried to put it up again. Goes to the floor. No whistle. Right about now, he's wondering what happened to me down here. Prairie, other end. Offensive foul on Prairie. Prairie went to the basket. Hunter Houghton got around in front of him, and Daniel Prairie went right over the top of Hunter Houghton. Prairie will be called for the offensive foul.
That's Daniel Prairie's third and the team's first.
So, Houghton will leave the ball game. He took quite a shot down there getting in front of Prairie. He'll leave the game, and checking in to replace him is Logan Barris, 5'8 junior. Barris inbounds the pass, gets it into Holthus. Holthus, left side, finds Schuster with the ball. Schuster has it stolen away by Basel. Basel takes it in, driving, he kind of flirted with Duncan the ball there, and then decided at the last minute just to lay it in, no showboating. Kate Basel lays it in, he's got 4 points, and suddenly it's 39-15 here. The Bulldogs have opened with 7 unanswered points in the second half. They led it 32-15 at halftime. On the dribble with the ball is Ann Holtz. Left side, Trey Holthus. Trey Holthus looking inside for Rivera. Across court pass, Barris. Barris long, high arching three. Got it. Logan Barris hit the three, reminiscent of the three that he nailed down at Fall City as a buzzer beater when he got the win over the Tigers. He hit one just like that from about that distance. Top of the key, Ryan Binder backs it out. He'll decide to slow things down here. Left side, now Binder goes in. Big collision, falls to the floor. And who's going to get tagged for this one? Perhaps Rivera again? Not sure. Have to wait until they post it. We do know that going to the free throw line will be Ryan Binder.
That is Rodrigo Rivera's second and the team's second in the second half.
Ryan Binder at the free throw line. He'll be shooting 2 shots here. He is currently 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Takes aim, shot is up, got it. Put that one down. Another shot coming. I've got Binder now with 10 points. That puts him in double figures. He has 10. Ready for his second attempt here. It's on the way up. It's good also. Got them both. Ryan Binder put them both down. He's got 11 points in double figures now. To forecourt come the T-Birds. Left side, Holthus into the paint. Holthus has the ball stripped away by Ryan Binder. Well, now Holthus drove to the bucket. Binder stripped the ball away, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Thunderbirds.
That foul is on Trey Holthus. No, looks
yep.
like.
Yeah, it's Trey. That's who they put it on.
Okay, the scoreboard flashed there.
Yeah. Okay, 4:34 to go here in the third quarter, 41-18. Sometimes you can't trust what they put up there. Here's a shot from the right wing for 3, up and good. Nailing the 3 is Cam Binder. Binder now has 12 points in the ball game. That's 12. Timeout taken on the floor. We've got a timeout right now.
We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. at Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Johnson County Central High School in Tecumseh. Randy Gatula along with Philip Kaufman, 4:25 to play in the third period here at JCC. 44-18 our score. Auburn Bulldogs with the lead. It'll be Johnson County Central's basketball. They inbound it. Bounce pass in. Left side, Kelvin Anholtz. Anholtz across the timeline. Works to the left wing with it. Into the corner. Baseline left side. That Schuster handles the ball. Now he goes back to Haughton. Haughton tries to penetrate into the paint. No luck there. Up to Logan Barris. Barris hit a three from out there just a moment ago. Barris had the ball knocked away. Got it back. Flips it into the corner. In the paint. Anholtz. Jump shot up and good. That was a nice job getting the ball into the hands of Kelvin Anholtz in the paint. And Anholtz popped it in, nothing but nylon, no wear and tear on the rim whatsoever on that shot. 44-20, Auburn by 24 with 3:50 to go in the third quarter. At the top of the circle, this is Maverick Binder. Chasing him is Kelvin Anholtz. Right side, there's Ryan Binder around Haughton for the driving layup. Got it, and he's fouled. Ryan Binder found a little seam going down that right side and took it all the way to the hole and drew the foul. He'll be at the line, where he'll be shooting one shot. He's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line so far tonight. Has 13 points in the ballgame. There's a foul on there.
Foul's on Hunter Haughton. That's his second, the team's fourth.
Shot is up and off. No good. Rebound, Ferrari under the basket. There's that reverse lay, and they say he traveled with it. They said the foul was on Haughton. Is that right? Okay. Second personal, fourth team. That's right. All right. 3:37 to go in the third quarter. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight. We welcome you to our broadcast on Sunny 101.3, as well as the video stream on Johnson County Central Strive TV. Kelvin Anholtz pulls up for a long three. That's off wide to the left, and the rebound to Daniel Ferrari. Down court, fast break. All the way down, Ryan Binder. An easy two for Binder. Heads-up ball by Daniel Ferrari to find Binder down court like that for the breakaway lay-in. Got in behind the Johnson County Central defense. Here's Hunter Haughton on the right side of the lane. Haughton into the corner. Barris long three. It's short. Rebound. Binder down court. Here comes Ryan Binder. Barris chases after him. Ryan Binder now backs it back out. Barris tries to get him trapped over there. He goes to the corner. Got a pick set by Waltzberger. Waltzberger in the lineup now in place of Ferrari. Brett Waltzberger, top of the key. Maverick Binder backs it out. Kelvin Anholtz comes out to chase him. Trey Holtus off the bench, getting ready to check back in. Pass stolen away. Speckman comes up with it across to the right side. Holding it. Lob pass inside. Barris in traffic. Kicks it out to Speckman. Lost the handle on it. Waltenberger there to grab the loose basketball. Down court comes Binder. Ryan Binder feeds Ferrari. Nope, he walked with it. Good defense there on the part of Hunter Haughton. Got in front of Ferrari and prevented the easy lay-in. 2:28 to play here in the third quarter, 48-20 our score. With the basketball, Trey Holtus. Trey, number three. It was Kelvin Anholtz for three, or from the corner, rimmed around and around and around and got it. Kelvin Anholtz, that's that 720-degree three-pointer all the way around the rim two times before he got it to drop. It still counts three no matter how many times it goes around the rim. 48-23. Nice looking three-pointer there a moment ago by Kelvin Anholtz. Here's Auburn with the basketball now. Top of the key, Ryan Binder. Ryan Binder in the paint, lost control, now off the rim, and somehow made a spin move in traffic, and Binder lays it in. Ryan's having himself quite a ball game. He's got, I think, 17 now. Here's a jump shot off the glass. Doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Ferrari. Add up Binder's points here. Yeah, 17 points for Ryan Binder thus far in the ball game. We still got 1:36 to go in the third. There's Maverick Binder driving lay-in. Maverick Binder's got 8 in the ballgame after he put that one off the glass. 52-23. Waltenberger tips it away. Loose basketball stolen. Cam Binder is going to be fouled. They go into the mat here together. Foul is going to be, I think, on Haughton, right?
Yep, that's his third. And I think the team's fifth.
All right.
We'll have boys D1 district action on the air Monday evening when Falls City faces Syracuse at Auburn. Tip-off is set for 7 p.m. John Nixon will have the call right here on Sunny 101.3.
Apparently we've had a technical foul called here on the Thunderbirds. Cameron Binder made the first free throw, missed the second free throw. That was the two for the foul as he was putting up the shot. Now the ball's going to belong to Auburn after that technical foul that was called. Don't have any details on that. It's irrelevant. We don't go into that a lot on the air here. A minute 20 to go, third quarter, 53-23, 30-point lead. Auburn will have the basketball after the foul. Lob pass all the way up to the top of the key. Bring it up here to Binder. He'll hold the ball. Ryan Binder takes it in under the basket, flips it into the corner right side. Top of the key, Maverick Binder for three. There it is. Maverick Binder nails the three. He's in double figures, has 11 points. In the ballgame now, James Mateen on the floor. Mateen checks in here for Auburn. On the near side, Logan Barris. Mateen running with him step for step. They switch off as Speckman has the ball at the top of the key. Gives to Kelvin Anholz. Anholz bumps into Mateen. Shot is up and good for Kelvin Anholz. And I think James Mateen may be called for the foul here. On Mateen, that'll be his second personal. And I think also second team foul now on the Bulldogs. At the free throw line, Kelvin Anholz for the and one. Let's see, Kelvin's got 9 in the ballgame so far. This one would put him in double figures with 10 if he can hit it for the senior. Rimmed it off, couldn't get it. Baltusberger there for the rebound for the Bulldogs. Inside of a minute to play here in the third quarter, 56-25 is our score. 35 seconds to go. Bulldogs basketball. Paitzel gives it to the left side. Mateen feeds Paitzel in the corner, left side. Paitzel wants to move against Anholz, does so, now gets to the traffic. Fall away jump shot off the glass, up and good. Nice athletic move by Cade Paitzel. Cade's got 6 points now for the Bulldogs. We're down to 14 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Holtus with the basketball. Trey dribbles one-on-one against Ryan Dixon. Inside it goes Rivera. Back to Holtus for the long three that's off the rim. Doesn't go. Battle for the rebound. Going up after it there for Auburn was Lopez. And I think the foul is going to go maybe on Dixon. They haven't posted it yet, but it'll be Johnson County's ball. 0.4 seconds to go here. They'll inbound it. Just a catch and shoot is all you get. There's a shot. It's off. Doesn't go.
We'll take a one-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to TiffanyCare.com to see how we can help you.
With mobile banking, I've got all my finances right at my fingertips. I can pay bills, transfer funds, and even check balances, all from my smartphone or tablet. And since I have my bank bookmarked right on the web, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Falls City and Stella.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Quick final score from Fairbury. The Tigers lose a heartbreaker. Fairbury over Fall City tonight, 42-41. Fairbury Jess with a one-point win over the Fall City Tigers. We've got a timeout on the floor. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
MERS Farm Equipment in Fall City has a full lineup of proven Bobcat equipment helping you power through the most challenging jobs and the toughest projects to get more done every day. Stop in to demo the latest in compact equipment. Our dedicated staff of factory-trained technicians are here to provide the regular service that keeps your equipment running strong. MERS Farm Equipment in Fall City is proud to be your authorized Bobcat dealer.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action out of the timeout. Johnson County Central with the basketball. Hunter Houghton right wing. Comes to Logan Barris at the top of the free throw circle. Out of the right side, Trey Holtis. Trey tries to get into the paint. James Mateen will have none of that. Ball tipped away by Baltzberger. Goes out of bounds. Goes off of Brett. And it'll be Johnson County Central basketball. 7:28 left to play in the game here at Tecumseh. Johnson County Central High School. 58-25, Auburn in command, leading in this final regular season game. Logan Barris, spin move, nice move to the basket. Couldn't finish, couldn't get it down. Rebound to Cade Patzel. Patzel brings it down court. There's a collision with Barris. He's underneath Mateen. Mateen off the glass, up and good. James Mateen with his first 2 points of the ball game. 6'1 senior came in and got two off the glass. Final regular season game in the senior's career. James Mateen got the bucket. Here's Hunter Houghton driving lay-in. Off the glass, couldn't get it to fall, but he'll draw a foul, and we're going to put Hunter Houghton at the line. Hunter will be shooting two shots for the Thunderbirds.
The foul is on James Mateen. That's his third, and the team's fourth.
Hunter Houghton has hit 2 out of 3 from the line so far tonight. Has 2 points. Here's shooting two. First one is up, rimmed in and out of there. Boy, it was in for a minute and then crawled back out and popped off the front of the rim and wouldn't fall. In now for Auburn, Skyler Roybal checks in. Roybal into the game for Cade Patzel. Coach Jim Weeks going to be using his bench extensively here as he's up 60-25 right now. 7:13 to play in the ballgame. Hunter Houghton ready for his second free throw attempt. This one is up and it is off. No good. Ryan Dixon there with the rebound. Dixon pulls it down. He'll come up court. Dixon, a 6-foot junior here for the Bulldogs. Right side of the lane, Dixon very active in the JV game. We watched Dixon handle the ball a lot. Now goes to Mateen on the left wing. Up top, Baltzberger to the right side. Lopez with the ball. Lopez, top of the key. Skyler Roybal. Again, Baltzberger, right wing. Mateen wants to penetrate. Can't get around Holtus. Trey Holtus. Reserves here for Auburn, not having a lot of success against this Johnson County Central pressuring man-to-man defense. They're just working the ball a lot around the outside rim. They're running a lot of clock here, not putting any shots up. Dixon gives it up top. There's a long three that's on the way up and off, no good. Rebound, Rivera comes down with it, but I think the foul is going to be called. Pretty sure that's going on Brett Baltzberger.
Indeed it was. That's his third and the team's fifth.
So, we're down to 6:23 to go in the ballgame, 60-25, a 35-point lead for Auburn. Trey Holtus in the midcourt, lets you go with a shot. Wait a minute, he'll be fouled. Is this going to be a shooting foul or on the floor? I think they're going to say on the floor. Waiting to see who they put that one. 12. Lopez gets called for the personal. And that means inbounding the ball on the baseline under his own basket will be Trey Holtus. Holtus lobs it into the corner. Kelvin Anholtz. Kelvin into the paint. Fall away shot in the paint. Oh, it wouldn't fall. Kelvin had that one in there twice, and it wouldn't stay down. The ball just has not gone in the hole for the Thunderbirds here tonight. Anholtz is probably going to make that one 9 out of 10 times. And didn't drop. Here's a nice steal. Holtus down court. Speckman. Speckman in a triple team goes up with a shot. He'll get fouled. Boy, when you get a breakaway lay-in like that, it's kind of like entering your own risk here because you know the defenders are coming after you. Stepping to the free throw line will be Brandon Speckman. Brandon has not scored yet tonight. He'll be shooting two shots. First one is up and good for Brandon Speckman.
The foul's on James Mateen. That's his third. Nope, his fourth, excuse me, in the team seventh.
Speckman's second free throw is up and good. Mateen has played sparingly, but he may be in danger of fouling out of this thing. He's got 4 already. He certainly made his presence felt defensively here for the Bulldogs. 60-27 is your score. Auburn on top, 5:42 to play in the ballgame. Bulldogs, a host of subs on the floor right now. Dixon comes to Mateen with the pass. Mateen across to the left side, down in the corner. Lopez lobs inside. Baltzberger off the glass, up and good. Nice job by Baltzberger working against Cameron Schuster. For Brett Baltzberger, that's his second bucket of the night. He's got 4 points. Driving way up the other end. Shot is up and good by Holtus. Trey Holtus got it to fall. The basket will count, and he will draw the personal. That puts Trey Holtus the junior, in double figures. He's got 11 points on the night, and he'll be at the line now for the and one. Trey Holthus looks to the basket. Free throw on the way, up and good. Trey Holthus now with 12 points in the ball game tonight. There's a baseline violation on the inbound pass. A little miscommunication down here for the Bulldogs between Roybal and Dixon. Timeout taken. Auburn.
We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Johnson County Central High School. JCC with the ball. Thunderbird playing it in under their own basket. Bounce pass comes in, tipped away by Baltonsberger. Brett touched it last. It'll stay with Johnson County Central. 5:19 to go in the ballgame. 62-30. Auburn with the lead here. Final regular season contest for both of these teams. Next week, both teams enter sub-district competition. Spin move in the paint. Caught, gives it into Holtz, driving little floater. And that's indicative of the way it's gone all night for the Thunderbirds. That ball just will not fall in the hole. Again, there's a shot that probably 9 out of 10 times is going to go in. Here's a three from the corner by Mateen. Doesn't go. Rebound, Holtz. Holtz down court looking for a teammate to Kelvin Anholtz. Anholtz dribbles around Dixon. Floater is up off the rim. Won't fall. And the rebound comes down to Auburn Skyler Roybal. Roybal gives it up to Ryan Dixon, and Dixon will bring it up court against Holtz. Dixon into forecourt, free throw circle, top of the key, right wing. Came over here to Lopez with the ball. Now it goes inside to Baltonsberger. He delivers a pass out into the corner to Dixon for three. Ryan Dixon nails a three from out in the corner on the left side. Great effort by Baltonsberger to flip that ball out to his teammate for the open look three. Back the other direction comes Anholtz with the ball. A reach-in foul is going to be called on Mariko Lopez. Lopez gets called for the foul, and we are in the one-and-one. That means at the free-throw line, Kelvin Anholtz. Kelvin, a 6-foot senior. He and Hunter Houghton playing their final home game tonight here on the courts in Tecumseh, Johnson County Central. I remember watching Kelvin play way back when he was a freshman. He was a little bitty guy when he was a freshman. Free throw is up, off the back of the iron, bounced out of there, couldn't get it down this time. At 4 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the ballgame, it's 65-30, 35-point Auburn lead. Bulldogs basketball, Baltonsberger. Oh, nice feed from Baltonsberger, finding Skyler Roybal. Roybal knew what to do with it, uncontested lay-in off the glass on the right side. Hunter Houghton with the ball now. Houghton on the dribble, also a senior here. We got going to be a whistle and a foul and a one and one, and we're going to send to the line Cameron Schuster. Who's that one on there, Philip?
Was on number 23, Marcus Butrago Hudson. And that's his first, I believe.
At the line, shooting two is Cam Schuster. Cameron Schuster, first one is up, won't go. He does have 2 points tonight on one field goal. Schuster, just a sophomore at 6'2". Second free throw on the way for Cameron Schuster. This one is good. He got that one. He's got three now in the ballgame. Down to 3:51 to go in the contest as Ryan Dixon brings the ball up court for the Bulldogs. Dixon goes around Houghton, flips it into the corner. Baseline left side, Lopez, long three, up off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back, won't go. That shot put up by Austin Levine. Levine couldn't get it down. And then a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson County Central. Foul is going to be on Kelvin Anholtz, and I think he just fouled out of the ballgame. Kelvin Anholtz, the senior, gets a standing ovation from the Johnson County Central faithful here as he fouls out of the ballgame. Finishes the contest tonight with 9 points. Auburn's basketball. Dixon, guarded by Logan Barris in the man-to-man. Dixon flips it to the left side, Lopez. Lopez looking inside, into traffic, takes it all the way. A little reverse lay-in, couldn't get it. Rebound pulled down by Austin Levine. Ball tipped away, stolen by Schuster. Schuster gets the ball up court. Pass comes out to Aiden Weber, who's in the ball game. Now we've got collision, a whistle, and a foul at midcourt. Dixon thought he had a steal there for a minute. He's going to get called for the personal foul on Ryan Dixon. And we're going to send Hunter Houghton to the line. Hunter's made 2 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight, has 2 points. The senior would like to put some more points on the board here in the friendly confines of the home gymnasium at Tecumseh. Hunter Houghton looks to the bucket. Free throw is up. It's good. He got that one down. Hunter now 3 out of 6 from the free throw line, has 3 points. In now for Auburn, Stetson Neiman into the ballgame. Second free throw on the way for Houghton, up and good. Hunter hit them both, made a pair there. And he'll leave the ball game also to a standing ovation from the Johnson County Central crowd here as these seniors leave the ball game. Johnson County fans showing their appreciation here for these seniors and the efforts they've put in. Here comes Ryan Dixon down court, flips it to the corner, left side driving lay-in off the glass. That one wouldn't for Roybal. Follow shot, put back up and good. Getting the put back is Skyler Roybal. He just stayed with it after missing the lay-in coming from the left. Got the rebound and put it up from the right. 69-33 our score, less than 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. This is Speckman with the ball. Brandon Speckman, left side Logan Barris. Barris, quick little guy. Feeds it inside, fall away, jump shot off the glass, up and good. Cameron Schuster. Schuster's second bucket of the night from the field. He's got 5 points now for Johnson County Central. Here comes Ryan Dixon into the corner. Long shot for three, off no good. Rebound, Levine. Levine gets it up top. Open look, three-pointer off the back of the rim. That one wouldn't fall for Hudson. And the rebound comes down to Johnson County Central. Wyatt Ludeman in the ballgame. Wyatt gets it down court to Speckman. Back to Ludeman between the rings, top of the key. Bounce pass inside the paint. Moving toward the hoop. A little underhanded scoop shot up and off. Won't go for Cam Schuster. And the rebound down to Ryan Dixon. Coming up on the 2 minute mark to go. Be sure and stay with us for our post game show. We'll have the Farm Bureau Financial Services post game wrap up for you. Here's a jump shot up and good by Austin Levine. Levine with his first 2 points, a 6'4 sophomore. And he tallies 2 here for Auburn. Barris. Up top with it. Here's a 3 on the way. The short off the front of the rim. That shot was launched by Aiden Weber. Weber's shot was just short off the front of the rim. Down to a minute 43 to go. We've got a timeout taken here just to get some subs in the ball game. Cameron Schuster leaves the game. Help me pick out who's all getting in here now. We got Sergio. Is that Velez or
Velez?
Velez. Okay, Velez in the ball game. Who else checks in here? Wyatt Ludeman. We picked him up. Got a bunch of new ball players out on the floor we haven't seen before tonight. Okay, is that at the corner on the left side baseline handling it? Hudson comes to the near side with it. Stetson Nyman. Ball stolen away. Fast break coming the other direction. Spin left side of the lane. Open look three from the left side. Up shot. Oh, no good. Put up by Wyatt Ludeman. Launched that one. Down court from the left wing. A 3 on the way for the Bulldogs. Doesn't go. Rebound. Levine. Levine feeds it out. Under the basket, a little reverse lay-in won't go. Ball is flipped out to the top. The key thing's getting a little rough here now. A little ragged around the edges. Auburn with the basketball. On the dribble goes Hudson. Into the corner. There's a long 3 baseline left side off. No good. I don't have a 43 on my score sheet here. Who's that with the ball?
Federico Cabela.
Cabela puts up a shot. Are they going to give him the basket? It went in. I think they're going to say, though, the foul came on the floor. Before Cabela, like Cabela's, is that? Okay.
Yeah, he's a foreign exchange student this year.
Okay. Where's he from?
Spain, I want to say.
Spain.
I think we got 2 from Spain.
All right, the Spaniard is at the line, Cabela. And he'll be shooting 2 shots. The first one is up, and got it. He's in the scorebook. Now, if anybody in Spain is picking up the stream tonight, we just got the shot to fall. Another shot coming.
Oh, my bad. He's from Italy.
Italy. All right. I tell you. Shot is up. Off the rim. Doesn't go. And Cabela with the rebound to Husky. Top of the key. Here's a long 3 from the top of the circle. In and out of there. Wouldn't go down. Auburn has the rebound. Coming down with the ball is Hudson. Hudson across the timeline with 35 seconds. To the right side. Top of the key again. Hudson kicks it into the corner. Long 3 baseline. Left side. Good. Nailing the 3 from the corner down in the baseline left side. I don't have a 45. We'll look that up. Here's a three by Husky that doesn't go. 18 seconds to play. It's turned into a three-point contest. Here's a three from the top of the key. Off the rim, doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Cabela. Cabela, the Italian, in for the lay-in. Up, couldn't get it. Try for tip-in. No, wait a minute. We got a whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Cabela back to the line. Can you help me with a 45 here for Robert?
I'm not seeing one on here either.
Yeah, well, we've got two rosters and people still showing up. All right, Cabela, one out of two from the line so far tonight. Here he'll be shooting two shots for the Thunderbirds. Free throw is up, and no, it's the front of the rim. Sometimes we hear that folks watch these streams and listen in all around the country. There could be people in Italy listening to this thing tonight. Shot for Cabela on the way up, and good. Got that one. He's two out of four from the line. The Italian has 2 points in the ballgame. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, they'll dribble it out. There's your buzzer, and there's your ballgame. Your final score tonight, the Auburn Bulldogs 74, and the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 37. Stay with us. We'll take a 2 minute timeout and be back with the Farm Bureau Financial Services postgame show. That's coming up in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
CJ Foods and Lanny of Bourne, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska have joined together to form Alfea. They're a fast-growing company with multiple career opportunities available, with vision that includes significant production growth and new career opportunities in areas like packaging, maintenance, quality assurance, extrusion, warehousing, and shipping. Alfea offers full-time hours while working only 15 shifts a month. Alfea has opportunities available days and nights, with night shift receiving $3 an hour shift differential. If you're looking for a career with great potential for growth, visit the website alfea.com.
No one knows farming and ranching better than Farm Bureau. Our companies were founded more than 77 years ago to serve farmers and ranchers today. We're the number one farm insurer in our territory, delivering smarter insurance for agriculture. Farm Bureau agent Jake or Tasha in Auburn can help you get customized, comprehensive coverage. Call Jake or Tasha ArmConnect and schedule your personalized on-site super check today. C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City. City, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson County Central High School. It's time now for our postgame report brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and Auburn. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha ArmConnect in Auburn or visit with Weston Witt in Fall City. Well, let's take a look at the numbers here. The final score, 74-37. Auburn picks up the win tonight over Johnson County Central. For the Thunderbirds, 37 points on the board. They were led tonight by Trey Holtz. He finished the game with 12 points. Kelvin Anholtz had 9 in the contest. Adding 5 was Cameron Schuster. 4 for Hunter Houghton. 3 points tonight for Logan Barris. And Brandon Speckman added 1 for their total of 37. From the charity strike, Johnson County Central made 10 out of 23 attempts at the free throw line. Individual numbers for the Auburn Bulldogs, 74 points on the board, 3 players in double figures. Ryan Binder led the way with 17, adding 13 was Cameron Binder. With 11 points in the ballgame was Maverick Binder. Adding 6 in the contest for Auburn was Cade Paisel. Daniel Frary finished with 9 tonight, 4 points each for Brett Baltensberger and Skyler Roybal. 3 points for Ryan Dixon and Brett Baltensberger, and James Mateen added 2 points each for their total of 74. From the free throw line, Auburn made just 8 out of 18 from the charity stripe tonight for the Bulldogs. With the win, the Auburn Bulldogs improved their season record to 20-0 on the year. They have now won 56 straight games dating back to the 2018-19 season, and that ties them with Grant, Nebraska now for the fourth all-time longest winning streak in Nebraska high school basketball history. JC, the Thunderbirds dropped to just under 500 with the loss. They are now 9-10 as they move into sub-district action. So, the Bulldogs get the win tonight, 74-37. We hope you've enjoyed tonight's broadcast here on Sunny 101.3 and on Strive TV. Philip Kaufman, you did a good job tonight. Glad to have you along with us.
Thank you very much.
All right. So, that's just about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school basketball for Philip Kaufman, Marcus Shear, his entire crew, and Scott Cox, our producer-engineer. I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Auburn Bulldogs 74 and the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 37. Good evening, everyone. Southeast Nebraska has been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.